Something ain't right with him.
Well, see, it goes to the point of what we've mentally trained him. Oh, you a man, you scrape your knee, you suck that shit up. You got cancer, suck that shit up, you a man. Instead of telling him, yo, you scraped your knee, here's a Band-Aid. Oh, you got cancer? This is what you should do. You should go to the doctor. Instead, they go with that, hey, you a man. Men don't do this. Men don't cry. Hey, no offense, but usually those men that go by that thing that men don't cry, they be the most fucked up ones because you have to cry. Sometimes I know there was days like if I just didn't cry, that shit was going to fester in my insides. So can you imagine a man that has walked around 45, 50 years and never really cried? And if he did cry, he felt like a failure and he couldn't talk to nobody about that shit. But he's running for president. Trump. That's what I'm saying. Men are mentally stable, but nobody's shining a light on it. And most people probably just think I was talking crazy.
Yeah, especially they'll probably fuck you up for saying that shit.
Yeah, but the shit is true.
You know they will fuck you up for that. Because you know they can't take that type of hit. That's why you can't talk about men like that, because they can't handle it.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Women couldn't handle it at some point, but at some point we had to get that shit together, even though it was years later on down the line.
Nigga, they would kill us at the stake. Remember when they called us hysterical because we was horny?
No, but listen.
And they put us in mental hospitals.
But listen, the whole point I'm trying to make is that, yeah, we had to go through that ugly stage, but eventually we came out of it. And we acknowledge it. I'm not saying that we're fixed, but at least we can go get help. You know what I'm saying? Unfortunately, men are going to have to realize that they're fucked up. It's not until the men realize that they're fucked up that the world is going to change. And no offense, but the whole point of Mother Nature and the whole point of women is, one, to also be someone's partner. One, two, let someone know when they're fucked up. And three, nurture them back to health. That's what we're good. We're good at nurturing people. It doesn't matter if that person's a male, female, dog, transsexual. Women are good at nurturing, right or wrong.
Right.
Men are good at nurturing. They can be taught. Men have to be taught to nurture. That's usually why it's really good to give a little boy a dog and let him grow up with it. It teaches him something. We men don't have those type of things for them. For God's sakes, it's plaid. All of their shirts are plaid or striped. They don't have any hope. At what point do we open the window for them so that the generations can have better men and we can have a better country and the world can go on? The world would be hella different. Mm-hmm. If men knew. And that shit it's gonna be like firecrackers. I ain't gonna lie. Shit, it might be Zombieville around this bitch. It might be The Purge for a little bit. But unfortunately, somebody's got to break the glass and everything's got to come out. Because that's practically what's happening. Social media put on this whole racism thing. Now that shit been here. We're just seeing it now. Now we need to point the camera on the fact that all of the men here in every country is fucked up. And this is why. So now we know women are fucked up, we know men are fucked up, and now we're working on a solution to fix it. I promise you, shit gonna change. Crime rate gonna go down, divorce rate gonna go down.
They're gonna be trying to work on themselves.
Exactly, but they can't work on themselves if nobody's acknowledging the problem. That's all I'm saying.
Alright, so we got that.